And yes, the Packers are back in action tonight against the New Orleans Saints. Coverage right here at 5 o'clock on K107.1. The kickoff at 7:30. Looking forward to that very much so indeed. And as we've been doing throughout the preseason, we're going to continue to do that through the regular season. We have Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com to talk a little bit about the game tonight. And Brian, it's finally here. It's finally here, my friend.
Yes, perhaps appropriate that you played the Black Eyed Peas coming in. That was the Super Bowl halftime entertainment last year. So first game that means anything since the Super Bowl, and back at it tonight.
Well, it's a tough task being a professional DJ, but those are the little things you got to do, Brian. Those are the little things. Very excited. Got the Today Show on, actually, in the background here. It looks like they've set up towels around Lambeau Field. One says G-Force in one end zone. The sidelines say Go Pack, Go. Lambeau Field looks ready. I think the Packers are too for tonight.
Yeah, the Packers will definitely be your station.
Oh, my bad. See, okay, talking about being a professional DJ, that shouldn't have happened. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, speaking of what they're doing at Lambeau Field, I think what they're setting up is some sort of a card stunt where fans will hold up these during up through the course of the game, and it'll kind of look in the audience like you'll see Go Pack Go in the stands and G-Force, and then during the national anthem there'll be a flag in the stands, it'll look like, because of the cards they're holding up. But yeah, the Packers are ready tonight. It's going to be a tough task against the Saints, the defending Super Bowl champion from the previous year, so everything's setting up to be a pretty good matchup tonight.
I'll tell you where my one worry is about tonight's game. When you have a game of this kind of atmosphere, with this much attention to the pregame as much as the actual game, I mean, you got Lady Antebellum, Maroon 5, Kid Rock all going to be in town, Jordan Sparks singing the national anthem, of course, the crew from the Today Show at Lambeau Field right now. But it's all kind of, it's all one-sided. In the Super Bowl, all the attention goes to the Packers and to the Steelers. Right now, you're not hearing too much about the Saints. I hope the Packers don't get caught up in this.
You hope not. I mean, there's certainly a lot going on. There's television coverage from networks everywhere in Green Bay. But the Packers are used to the microscope after last year's Super Bowl appearance. You know, they're used to the media attention, the coverage. So they've been there and done that. Perhaps the rookies aren't, but the rookies probably are going to have minimal impact tonight. The Packers, at least the guys who are going to suit up, you know, with the exception of maybe a Randall Cobb, who might return kicks for the Packers tonight, it's going to be a veteran team taking the field for the Packers.
Again, we talked about it a little last week, but the Packers are a team that in the offseason, they didn't practice too much together. They came to the preseason kind of seeing each other for the first time, at least athletically. They had met when they went to the White House. They had met when they got their rings fitted and had that ceremony. But they didn't really practice at all in the offseason. The Saints were a team. Drew Brees led these practices. He got pretty much the whole team together. He even covered some of these guys as far as insurance if they got hurt in these off-season unsanctioned workouts. You kind of got one team that didn't work out too much in the off-season together against the team that did. Do you think that an advantage goes either way, Brian?
I don't think it really makes a difference. I think people will try to draw some conclusions based upon tonight's the result of tonight's game, that the practicing or not was a help or a hindrance, and in the end, I don't think it really matters. Just the best team, regardless of how much they practiced in May and June, is going to come out on top.
And I think you watch any game in the preseason, Packers, for the most part, they look pretty sharp. I don't know how much they showed on defense, but Rodgers got back in the saddle, and he looked like he was comfortable and ready to go. I think the team's ready for tonight. I think they've been waiting for it for a long time. I think they like this attention to a degree. What do you think's the outcome tonight? What should we expect as far as are we going to be happy at 10:30, or are we going to be right waiting for next week already?
with the home field advantage tonight, I think that's so key in the NFL and sports in general. I think the Packers come out on top. I think it'll be a fairly high-scoring game from I can't condone gambling, but if you look at the over-under, it's the highest game in the NFL this in week one, something like the over-under is 47 combined points, so should be a high-scoring game, but I think the Packers come out on top by a little bit.
Any injuries we should know about? I know for the Saints, one of their receivers, Lance Moore, looks like he's not going to go tonight. That should benefit the Packers. Do we have a healthy squad, though, coming into the game?
Pretty healthy. There's a couple players who have been ruled out. Frank Zombo, Vic Sooto, and there's a third one ruled out. I forget it off the top of my head. The question mark tonight is defensive lineman Mike Neal. He was kind of expected to be a member, part of the starting lineup on the defensive line. He's kind of up in the air. It's supposedly going to be a game-time decision with him.
What do you expect as far as offensively? Do you think the Packers come out and go with Rodgers, Jennings, try out Cobb, utilize Finley again? Do you think they come with maybe a running attack where they have Starks and Grant and these guys?
The Packers will run the ball, but it's going to be an aerial attack tonight. It's just the way it's always been for the Packers under head coach Mike McCarthy, so I wouldn't expect anything less here. Grant and Starks will get their carries, but you can expect Aaron Rodgers to drop back a lot and guys like Greg Jennings and JerMichael Finley to get a lot of receptions.
Lastly, Brian, we need a prediction from you. We need a score. What do you think is going to happen tonight?
Oh, we'll go Packers 27, Saints 24.
Okay, so another kind of close prediction. We've had people kind of email us their predictions through the website as well. Everyone thinks Packers, but everyone realizes this is no easy contest. So hopefully when we talk to you again, Brian, we talk about the 1-0 Packers and their undefeated quest maybe. Maybe we'll go that route. I don't think so, but you can check out CheeseheadTV.com. Actually, Aaron Nagler's on the Today Show right now.
Yeah, correct. He's going to appear sometime here on NBC shortly, I think.
He's on the. I think they just showed him and they showed the website. So your work on national today, Brian. We'll talk to you again throughout the season. Brian Caravo from CheeseheadTV.com. Make sure you check that out. K107.1.